welcome to a very special edition of the Kings of Anglia podcast. We're calling this Kings of Anglia podcast extra time because of the football link there. You see what we've done?
Very clever.
See what we've done? Should basically just explain the premise. My name's Mark Heath. I'm here as ever with Andy Warren and Stuart Watson, distinguished football writers both. But today we're here to talk about crisps, boys, because we had a little chat on the last podcast about crisps, which was the most animated we got all podcast, and has since proved a little bit of engagement on Twitter as well. We did a poll after the show, just on our three basic picks of flavours, which I believe salt and vinegar came out on top. Andy Warren,
yeah,
your choice.
Correct.
The Doctor, you were second.
I mean, the poll's shut yet.
It's not shut. It's still running, but I think last I checked, and it was close. It was very close. But
salt and vinegar's always been leading the way, though, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. Let's see if I can find it. Dead air is a crime. Salt and vinegar, Hutch, 38%. Prawn cocktail from the Doctor, Stuart Watson, 32%. And my pick, ready salted, boring old ready salted, 30% of some 360 votes.
Still a few hours left on that.
Absolutely. So what I thought we'd do is we'd put Ipswich Town to one side and spend 20-25 minutes talking about Chris Boys. Let's just first
Sounds
of
good.
All pause and reflect on the fact we're about to get paid to talk about crisps, which is even more ridiculous than our actual day job, getting paid to talk about blokes running around the field kicking a ball.
Does anybody know we're doing this? We've gone off piece.
We've gone totally off piece.
The shadowy argent figures
absolutely
may clamp down on this.
Yeah, so we'll see. This might be the only one we ever do.
Stuart and I are also drinking slush puppies.
Yeah, I'm going to say set the scene. We're in an office at Argent Towers. We normally go to Starbucks pre-pod or any other coffee provider to get a little drink. I've gone with my sensible, joyless decaf skinny latte. These two boys, grown men both with children, are sitting here drinking fluorescent blue slushies.
Ridiculous. The coffee shop is in a cinema.
Yeah.
And the overwhelming smell of popcorn and the sight of slush and Stu's blue tongue that he's just sticking out has reeled us in, I think.
So you're going to hit a serious sugar high at some point and then have a massive crash, probably about the time you talk to Paul Hurst this afternoon.
As a child, my parents banned me from anything with like E numbers in, stuff that was like seriously coloured. Skittles, blue Smarties in particular, apparently would.
Did you get hyper?
Seriously hyper. So
now every chance you get.
There's no E numbers in this. Surely
it's all natural.
Your teeth
it's totally
have gone
natural.
That is fine. Though. Yeah, I'm a bit concerned that I'm off to see Paul Hurst and a player in a few hours' time, and my sugar crash. I'll be very sad when I'm asking.
What's the Facebook
questions?
Live for that if you can pinpoint the moment
this
that Stu hits
before.
The wall?
Yeah. Stu and I have done this before, though.
Yeah.
We had a milkshake on the way to a game at Bolton a few years ago. OK Diner, obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Of course.
Which contained, what, 4 scoops of ice cream?
Yeah. Jesus.
By the time we got to the game, we just couldn't even speak. It was bad.
You were that sad.
Yeah, there were repercussions.
Did it do bad things to your innards as well?
It did bad things to me, yeah. Mentally
right.
And physically.
Let's just explain the premise then. So we're all going to put sort of this is ridiculous. We're all going to put forward 6 flavours of crisps or styles of crisps. We're going to each finish with our top 4. That's going to go onto a Twitter poll. And then each of our individual winners is going to go forward to the ultimate KOA crisp poll, which will decide the best crisps.
This has
alive.
Been done, hasn't it?
But Richard Osman did
Rich,
it.
Yeah, the guy, he's the one from, what's the program?
Pointless.
6'9". Does the World Cup of crisps.
Yeah, he's a good lad.
But
this wasn't. This is the KOA.
This is the KOA. This is the real crisps.
So it's probably got more weight behind it, I would imagine. Right then, boys. Let's start. Andy Warren, you were the winner of the initial poll with salt and vinegar. So what's first throwing in there?
My top seed... My number one flavour.
So have you got them in order already?
No, but because you're asking me, I'm just going to go with my favourite one.
Go with it.
It's not even salt and vinegar, but it's a ready salted square.
That's your number one?
I love ready salted squares.
That is an outstanding shout. Squares are much underrated.
Mm. And they sell them. You could buy your multi-pack of your squares, but they do a pack just of the ready salted ones.
Yeah.
Are
they quite hard to find, though? Because you don't see them very often, do you?
I didn't think they still did. Oh, no, they still do them. They've come under the Walker's umbrella now. They used to be a Smith. It's not research, it's just facts, mate. They used to be a Smith's crisp. Now I think Walkers have taken them on because they're so good. Yeah, they're just perfection.
I'm with you on that. Stuart Watson.
They were very much a school lunchbox staple for me. But yeah, it's been a while.
Last time out in the actual podcast, you referred to certain things being nonsense.
Yeah.
Would you consider squares to be nonsense?
No, I wouldn't put squares in the nonsense category. Good. There's several crisps that I would put in that.
Yeah.
No, squares are all right. They're not making my top six, but
I love them.
No, I'll give you that. I don't know if I'd put Ready Salted as my top there. I think I'd be looking probably at cheese and onion.
Mm. Yeah, the worst
squares category.
See, cheese and onion as a flavour, I think you've got to be in the right place to eat that.
Yeah.
Because you do run the risk of smelling like a tramp for the rest of the afternoon if you haven't for lunch. So yeah, Stuart Watson, how about you give us one?
I'll just chuck one out there straight away. Monster Munch, and I'm going with pickled onion. I seriously considered Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
But you've got to go with the classic, pickled onion.
Stuart Watson, again, a little bit of getting to know you here. Stuart Watson loves big, bold flavours. You're very much a fan.
I like a tangy crisp. Yeah.
So is that your number one seed as well, you'd say?
I haven't really seeded them. I wasn't aware we were going into this level of depth. But I'd be up there, my friend.
Monster Munch, where would you stand on putting them in a sandwich?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Is that how you're judging your crisp?
It's a big factor.
Is there any sandwich deemed too good to be befouled by crisps?
No, I think it elevates most sandwiches. I don't know. If you're going to get some sort of... If you're paying big bucks...
If you get like a deli sandwich. Yeah.
You're not gonna mess around with smoked salmon or something like that. But in general,
at this point, can we just quickly get the elephant in the room out of the way?
Yeah.
The crisp/maize snack.
This is important.
Debate. Can we just get this out of the way? I think we're all on the same page here.
Yes.
They're crisp. Monster Munches. They're crisp. They're not made of potato. Mm,
absolutely.
Sure. We're not talking potato chips here. We're talking crisps. Monster Munch are crisps. As are anything else made of maize/corn.
Exactly. We're not snobs. Everything's in the pot. And Monster Munch is rightly in there, Stu. I'm going to kick off with scampi fries. Again, quite hard to get. But for me, I used to eat them as a kid. So they take me back to that time. I feel like being on holiday every time I have some scampi fries. We once bought, you know, you can get in pubs, like the proper official boards of scampi fries and nuts. You can buy them on Amazon and eBay.
But the actual cardboard.
Yeah, with like... 24 packs attached. Me and my wife actually once bought one of those, and it was one of the best things we ever did.
That's a bit sad.
It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
If we're talking about categories here, it's leaning towards a pub snack rather
That's
than
a crisp.
It is. If I chucked out a pork scratching at you, I'd accept that. But
can you buy these in the supermarket?
You can. Again, they're quite hard to get hold of.
I was going to say, I've never had it outside of a pub.
Which kind of, I think that the kind of difficulty of getting hold of something adds to the actual the appeal, if you like.
Mystique and aura. Exactly,
because you can't just walk into any old place and eat them willy nilly. I'm trying to find this so I can show you boys. But Andy Warren, why
are you taking a picture of it?
Yeah, man.
I suppose if it's one of the best things you ever did, it probably.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you two would say kids and stuff. I'd say buying a 24-pack of scampi fries was right up there.
It'd be up there. Yeah. I'll continue on this theme then with a lemon scampi knick-knack. I love knick-knacks. I would class them, if you're talking scampi fry being a pub snack, I would class a lemon scampi knick-knack as being a swimming pool vending machine.
Oh, yes. That is a great shout.
And that is the ultimate one. Come out of the swimming pool when you're a kid. And now, because I've started going swimming again, now I've got a little girl, come out of the swimming pool, straight to the vending machine, you've got your knick-knacks in there. And there's Liz as well. She's loving it. That's an excellent picture.
Doesn't work for audio. Mike, showing us the picture there.
But yeah, the ultimate swimming pool vending machine crisp.
That's a great shout.
Knick-knack
lemon scampi.
Absolutely
great shout. Well, I used to love that one as a kid, didn't you?
Oh, you're so hungry after you go swimming. So hungry. And
you knew you could get anything. I was always allowed whatever I wanted from the vending machine. So.
Yeah. And you're right, knick-knack. And in a minute I'll throw another knick-knack in the mix. But also... Caramac bar, that would be my swimming pool vending machine choice of chocolate bar.
I used to also like, I don't know if you can still get them, they used to sell little packs of little chocolate chip cookies.
Remember
those? I used to like them.
Yeah,
they're
really
little tiny little ones. Yeah. Yeah. Who made them? Giant, I don't know, but I like them. But knickknacks are tremendous, by the way.
Knickknacks is my next one to throw in the mix, actually, but I've gone for nice and spicy.
What are the respective merits of both?
I'd say nice and spicy is your knickknack classic, it's your knickknack staple. Ribbon sauce, no one's putting them at the top of their nice
ribbon sauce.
Yeah, that's the third flavour of knick-knack.
I've
never had that. With Monster Munch, the third flavour is the beef ones.
No one
eats them.
You're going pickled onion or you're going flaming hot.
Yeah. My wife likes the beef ones. Her choice of crisps is just nonsense. Right. More nonsense crisps. Now we're on to that.
Let's do it.
Disco's salt and vinegar. They basically, they're like paint stripper. They're just like, your lips just melt off after you've eaten them. No thanks. Skips, just basically eating air.
Right, I'm going to stop you there. Skips are on my top six.
Okay, we'll move on to that in a minute then.
Ooh, let's have the debate now.
Just get your nonsense
just
out.
The nonsense. Yeah, yeah. You could eat 100 packets and you still wouldn't be satisfied in any way, shape, or form.
A video.
You're the man that's eaten 12
I've
packets
eaten 12.
Of pretty salted chain eating.
I'm not sure I'd eat 100 skips.
Though, I've put them in because I'm not really into prawn cocktail. But this is the gateway into prawn cocktail for me.
The gateway drug.
It is the gateway drug, and I love sticking my tongue out, putting a
just
skip
keep
on
it
the
there.
End,
there you go.
Putting a skip on the end of it, and just waiting for it to dissolve with my own saliva, and that's a hobby. And <I'm>, that's a hobby for me. So skips are in.
I've got to agree with you. I think they're nonsense.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure this makes my top four then.
Okay, interesting.
Just to give someone
complete your list of nonsense, Stu.
Watsits/ cheesy crisps, too messy, bright orange stuff all over your fingers.
Like eating nuclear waste.
Yeah. And Frazzles as well.
Oh, controversial.
On the nonsense list.
On the nonsense list,
they
smell like farts.
They smell like bacon.
What kind of farts are you having, my friend?
You must eat a lot of meat, old boy.
That's where I'm at.
That's where you're at. Okay. Well, I'm gonna go on the bacon theme. I'm gonna go bacon wheat crunchies.
Yep.
I think they are superb. Again, not readily available. You can get them probably in more places than Scampi Fries. But there's just something about the kind of solidity and strength of flavour.
They structurally sound those crisps. You could dunk them.
If texture's your thing.
Yeah.
Also, a swimming pool vending machine crisp.
Yeah. And what I like to do, because obviously I'm a food reviewer in my spare time. I like to cut little bits of cheese and poke them down the hole of the wheat crunchies.
Oh, wow.
It's tremendous.
I'm into that.
Why is this not an entree in a Michelin starred restaurant?
What, like cream cheese?
No, not cream cheese. Actual cheese.
That takes a lot of prep.
It does. You've got to be determined. But let me tell you, my friends, if you put the effort in, you will be rewarded.
That also, that speaks to the solidity of a wheat crunchy, that it's standing up to that.
Yeah,
to the pressure of having a cheese.
Oh, you're not just mashing it into the cheese.
I'm not mashing it in. I'm cutting a little sliver of cheese perfectly to fit the little, what do you call it? A tube.
Yeah.
Slide the cheese in, bosh, in your mouth. Boom.
Because what you've just suggested is you're saying a wheat crunchy structurally.
You just mash a block of cheddar.
Stand up to mashing it into a block of cheddar. They're strong, they're not that strong.
No, man.
Yeah, well,
you just end up with a lot of wheat crunchy dust on cheese.
Yeah. Sounds good to
me. Try it.
Yeah.
I did have them on my original list, my long list.
Yeah.
But I've removed them.
They've dropped off.
Well, because you've spoken so passionately about them, and you know, I like them, but I'm just going to chuck in just a salted tortilla chip into this.
I'm all over that.
Not, and I repeat, not the blue, cool original Doritos.
See, that's on my
because
list.
Because they are not, there's nothing original about them.
That's on my list.
Salted, lightly salted tortilla chip, preferably the 25p ones that they do in the supermarket.
I am all over salted tortilla chips. That's a beautiful thing. I haven't put them on my list, mainly because I got called boring having ready sold on my initial selection, but
the poll didn't lie, did it?
I would on my list. I do have the cool Doritos.
What's cool about them?
The bag.
But they're not branded cool because they're
cool.
Cool. It's the flavour.
It's slightly.
What's cool about the flavour?
Hard to explain, isn't it? But I can see where they're coming from.
Is it cool?
It is
cool.
It's quite. Yeah, it's kind of a cold flavour.
Well, yeah, to round off the trio of tortillas, I've gone for the chili heat wave, your Doritos chili heat wave.
Again, bold
tangy vibes.
Yeah.
So.
What are you saying out of those three then? I think I'd
probably sell a tortilla chip, please.
Put it to the public.
I'd go with yours, I reckon.
Ahead of yours?
Yeah, because, as I've already explained, I only put that on there afraid of being called boring.
You've not been true to yourself then.
Well,
mate,
true.
You're stuffing cheese into a wheat crunchy.
Try it. Everyone listening to this, try it.
Just to reverse to the point about using the wheat crunchy as a tube. Have you ever done the thing with like a penguin bar? Works really well.
Yes.
Where you nibble both ends and then use it as a straw for a hot drink.
I believe the original biscuit was actually
Andy's
invented
looking at
for
me
that.
Quizzically.
They're called Tim Tams, aren't they?
That's
in Australia, and that's actually what you're meant to do with them. You bite off diametrical opposite corners. and suck the tea through the biscuit, the tea is then morphed into the biscuit and the biscuit becomes a vehicle for the
and
tea.
And then you just bosh the whole thing in and it just melts in your mouth.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
It's filth, but it's also excellent. It's also amazing. Sounds Where good. Are we then? So who's going next?
I'm just looking at my... How many have we done?
Well, my number
I've
one...
I've done three.
Yeah, I think I've only got a couple out there. Yeah. So my number one would be your Walker's Broad Cocktail.
That was your choice.
That's me. Yeah.
That's your absolute... Over everything else,
I think
Walker's
so.
Broad
that's
cocktail.
Always my go-to. That's my... You know, if I'm eating emotively...
that's a great quote. If I'm eating emotively... Yeah, tremendous.
If I've had a bad day, if I need, you know, stick on an old film, you know, a bit of a pick me up. I'm going buttering some white bread. Yeah. I'm filling those. I'm filling it with some Walker's.
He's sat in his pants watching Step Brothers eating a corn and cocktail sandwich.
That is a classic journalist description of comfort eating, by the way. Eating emotively.
That's me.
Yeah. Do you often eat emotively, Andy?
Certainly not with prawn cocktail crisps. They wouldn't make my top 50.
Stewie, what are we saying? How about just straight Walker's?
Do you want me to list 50? Because I will.
What about Real McCoy, tangy prawn cocktail ones? King prawn cocktail sizzle, I think
they're not King. They're not King prawn, though. No, they haven't used King prawn.
They might have minced them up.
They ground up their flavour some dust. So.
Is that what you're saying?
No, Real McCoys aren't on my list. But if this is all very specific to brand in terms of flavours, I'm not a big meat crisp man. But if McCoy, when it comes to McCoys, I would be going down your beefy route, no doubt.
Excellent.
But they're not on
so
my
you,
list.
So you love prawn cocktail, but you don't like skips. That's all because of the structure of a skip.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I can see that. Yeah. I can see why structure, as you again, with your wheat crunchies, structure is very important.
Structural integrity.
It's not just about flavour.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something though.
Yeah.
I can see through these crisp makers. T-bone steak. You're not using T-bone steak. King prawn. You're not using king prawn. Cider vinegar. You're probably not using cider vinegar, are you?
Call them out, Hutch. Preach, brother.
I can see through it. I've got a level of sophistication, which means I can see through this nonsense.
Yeah.
And I'm not having it. Just be honest with me.
Put you on notice. I'm going to go next.
Probably not using scampi for the knickknacks either.
I'm going to go, who remembers these? Seabrook's plain crisps. These are the ones with a little window panel in. We're talking like 10p a bag back in the day.
Yeah. Like, do you add the salt yourself?
No. This is that was salt and shake, and they were bullshit. Were they not?
The little blue. There's like a little blue you, packet you had to hunt around for.
Own little sachet of salt. You'd pour it in. You'd shake it, and then what you'd get is the top crisps were basically just devoid of salt, and then you'd end up with one
a salty shot,
completely, completely covered salty crisp, which made you like want to die eating it. They were not good. I'm talking, these are what I just, again, old school plain crisps. Either of you remember them?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can picture them. Yeah.
Also,
blue and white.
That's
the
it,
bag.
Blue and white. Also, I believe that if you give blood, Seabrooks are the crisps they give you afterwards.
Okay.
Is there some kind of sponsorship tie up there?
I don't know.
The blood
maybe they're formulated specially
and
to
the
help
salt
you put that.
I like that.
It might be.
Can I just ask, you're throwing in a lot of what I would describe as old school crisps in here.
Yeah, because
when's
again,
the last time you ate any of these, if you're being honest?
Scampi fries, quite recently. Wheat crunchies, a lot more recently. Scampi fries, basically, every time we go on holiday, scampi fries. They're in all the pubs we go to in the Peak District. Seabrooks, admittedly, not very recently. But again, that adds to the kind of romance of them for
me.
No,
I understand.
And I think I'm going, again, if I'm eating emotively, i.e. it's taking me on a journey, a taste journey back to my youth, Seabrooks is where I'm going. So that's my choice for plain.
Does Benson eat crisps?
Benson loves crisps.
What's his
favorite? Tortilla chips. Plain tortilla chips, yeah.
Oh, I bet he causes
He goes mental for
Benson
them.
Benson is Mark's bulldog,
yeah.
I should point that out.
Yeah, not my child. Although, yeah, I'd probably treat him better than a child. But yes, he loves two else he loves, which is not technically a crisp, prawn crackers. We have a Chinese and pizza crust while we're at it. That's his other favourite thing.
Do you eat the pizza and leave him the crust?
We eat the pizza. He watches us eat the pizza, knowing full well the crust is his. So as we approach the end of the pizza, he gets very insistent. You also get a good dousing of Benson drool on your arm.
You've mentioned prawn crackers there. We've established that Walker's prawn cocktail is top of my list,
yeah.
And skips are nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, to me, a prawn cracker bridges that gap quite nicely because they've given you some of the airiness of the skip, but there's more structure there. And
you can't count them as a crisp though in this world, can you? Can you actually buy prawn crackers?
You can though. If you in the crisp aisle of a supermarket, you can buy like prawn crackers.
I wouldn't be classing them as a crisp, they're a personally.
Cracker. Clues in the name.
They're also, again, structurally sound enough for you to scoop all manner of Chinese filth into your mouth.
Chinese anyway, filth.
Moving on. Yeah. Who's next? Andy Warren?
I've got something that I eat emotively.
Yeah.
To the table, actually thinking about it. And it reminds me of a childhood Christmas.
Yes.
And it's a salt and vinegar Pringle.
Oh.
And they are a staple in the of a Warren Christmas. I love them because they leave a salty residue on your lips when you eat them. And also, you can take two Pringles and make them into a beak of a duck.
Have you, and I'm sure we all have done this, have you done the thing to see how many you can get in your gob at once?
Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many it was, but...
Once you cross that kind of line into, I don't know, more than 10, it becomes very difficult to swallow and indeed chew and function as a human being.
I do like Pringles, though.
Yeah. Absolutely, they're a classic.
My Pringle of choice would be paprika.
Yeah, Pringles are actually on my list, cheese and chive.
Cheese and chive,
I love a cheese and chive Pringle. And I've got to say, on the advertising slogan tip, once you pop, you can't stop, is as close to true as any advertising slogan I've ever come across.
Same with cocaine, isn't it?
They're very Moorish. Mm. Again, Pringles and cocaine, very Moorish.
So I've heard,
exactly. Exactly. Stuart, moving on, save us from this drug chat. What's next on your list?
Heroin is
one. Heroin flavoured skips, fantastic.
What have we got left on this list? Walker's Sensations Thai Sweet Chili.
Thai Sweet Chili, Andy Warren, you called sweet chili stuff nonsense the other day.
I like sweet chili,
yeah,
but it's gone too far.
I do agree with that.
Back in, lads. We all like sweet chili. I fear the same is going to happen with halloumi cheese.
Yeah,
I think it used to be a hidden gem, same as sweet chili, but halloumi is amazing.
It is amazing,
but I just fear that it's just becoming.
You're not going to flavour
too popular.
You're not going to flavour a crisp with halloumi cheese. Cause part of the delight of halloumi cheese is the texture, isn't it?
I think you'd do well to make a halloumi flavoured crisp.
Some of you,
I'd like to try it.
Yeah, someone's going to do it.
It's like when you go on holiday somewhere like 5 years later, and it's like everyone's going there now, and it's commercial, and there's loads of high-rise hotels have popped up. Is that what you're essentially saying has happened to?
Yeah, that's happened to a sweet chili.
Yeah,
and like, it doesn't lessen their quality and the flavour. I love sweet chili sauces. I love sweet chili chicken, but let's just ease off, lads.
I do agree with you, but I still like them. And evidence of that is that you could only used to get that in a share bag, and they will now do you a multi-pack, so
that is backing up exactly what you're saying.
I absolutely love the fact we've got two of the top football writers in the region sitting here back and forth across the table genuinely and seriously discussing the merits of Chris. It's the best thing we've ever done, boys.
Yeah, Freddie Sears should start off on Saturday. Move on.
Yeah. Stuart also introduced something new into the game. There is foreign crisps. Who else gets excited when you go abroad and you see foreign crisps?
Well, Lay's.
Exactly, Lay's. That's what I'm talking about. Presunto flavour Lay's, which is
a made by the same people as Walker's? Is it just...
I hope so, otherwise there should be some kind of copyright issue there.
I assume that was the case.
But they taste better, don't they, foreign crisps?
No,
I would never pick a ham flavoured crisp back at home.
I don't think I'd buy a Lay's.
Wouldn't you?
No, because I know I'm just getting a rebadged Walker.
Hmm. Okay, interesting.
And there's no Lineker.
A lot of stuff abroad is better, but crisps and chocolate?
No.
No.
Okay.
Milka chocolate. Sorry, just taking a slurp of my slush puppy. Milka chocolate. I had some of that in Germany.
Milka's good.
What about, and you'll know about this, and you will as well, because you've been to Amsterdam a lot, Tony Chocolonely chocolate.
What?
I'm aware of Tony Chocolonely.
That is the nuts.
I've drunk a lot of chocolate milk in Amsterdam.
Yeah,
because it goes nicely with some of the local cuisine.
Yeah,
Tony Chocolonely is all right as well.
It's basically just all that you take a chocolate bar and you basically put every flavour you could think of under the sun. We're talking again a very chunky kind of almost Yorkie style chocolate sold in bars.
Yeah,
sharing bars, and the flavours are insane. You get carrot cake chocolate, for example, which is not good. You can get Stroop waffle chocolate, which is amazing.
Stroop waffles are
that is absolutely brilliant.
Love Stroop waffles.
Yeah, I mean, there are Tony Chocolonely shops all over Amsterdam, so when you go there.
I've been to Amsterdam many a time, but I wasn't aware of
that. That's
this,
not what you're going for, though.
Do you like Stroop waffles?
Do I like Stroop waffles?
You must like Stroop waffles.
They're like the thin, it's like a thin you know, a big, your standard American waffle, very thin Dutch version, but with like a carrot, where it's just condensed milk basically in between.
And the idea is you put them on top of like a coffee or something, and the steam from it melts it, and then you eat it.
It's so good.
It is really good.
You can get them. You can get them in the supermarket. I'll buy some and bring them in.
That sounds
for
good
for the next podcast.
We'll do chocolate as the next one.
Chocolate has to be one of the next ones. Yeah, absolutely. So, has anyone got anyone left to throw
hula
into the mix?
Salt and vinegar. They were my last ones on the list. I had to put hula hoop in there.
Interesting you consider hula hoops not nonsense when you consider things like Doritos and Frazzles nonsense.
No, Doritos are on my list, friend.
Get Discos.
Discos, yeah.
So why is a hula hoop not nonsense?
Dizzy Rascal did an advert for hula hoops once.
Yeah.
Fix up, look sharp.
Old school, like Happy Shopper.
I don't see how you're comparing them to my...
Well, I'm just asking you. What makes a disco nonsense? Is it the shape of it?
Well,
the
discos
style of it?
The strength of the salt and vinegar in a disco is too much. So I've established that.
Okay.
I've established why skips are nonsense. I've given you reasons for all of them. All
right.
Frazzles, farts. What's it's too messy. Skips, just air. And disco's too strong.
What I'm saying is,
doesn't take any of those boxes.
As far as I'm aware, are designed to be worn on the fingers while you eat them.
Decide.
Is that not the idea? Which one could argue tips into nonsense. I'm not saying that's what I think. I'm just saying defend your pick, Stuart Watson. That's all.
I don't need to defend the hula hoop.
No, I think there's enough people going into bat for the hula hoop.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Well, and as I
I'd
said
agree.
In the last podcast, they're a good sandwich crisp as well.
As you said, that sums up this nonsense we've already
had.
The
weird crunchy
chat.
Thing that you talked about cheese in, you know, anything can embed itself into a hula hoop, which for me is always
key.
A bonus.
Andy Warren, have you got any
left? Yep, salt and vinegar chipsticks.
Oh, chipsticks! I really like chips.
I really like them.
The only annoying thing about them is hard to eat in volume. You kind of got to pour them into your hand, stuff them into your gob, isn't it?
Or just take them out of the bag one at a time. You're cool.
Don't you get that thing when you're really enjoying something? You'll eat a lot of it.
Yeah, how I like eating them. Yeah. Take a chipstick, hold it like that, and gnaw it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to get this across.
You've got way more patience. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a rabbit eating a carrot.
Yes, exactly like
that. Conveyor belt sort of situation.
And that's how I eat my chipsticks.
Yeah.
And I get covered in maize by the end.
See, I was about to completely rubbish that choice, but what you've just said has charmed me.
It's emotive eating.
Yeah.
See, if I'm having a chipstick, I'm going really salted, but salt and vinegar as good as any. My final choice says rustling the bag of the very crisps that started this debate on Wednesday lunchtime when I looked at Stewie's... No, it's Tuesday lunchtime. I looked at Stewie's... Smoky bacon walkers Chrissy had for lunch. I thought Stuart Watson is winning at lunch, only to be told by Stewie, not even in his top 10. Does not like a meaty crisp. I, however, love these beautiful bastards. Smoky bacon. They're number 6 on my list. Thoughts?
Why does it say loved in the Midlands on the bag?
It's a, it's a stereotype.
A regional vote, haven't they, as to who likes what.
I used to live in the Midlands. And I can't remember anybody eating smoky bacon crisps. Just like I've never seen an old man eating a Twix. So,
has an old man ever offered you a Werther's original?
Yes. Oh. I did not get into his car.
So there we go, boys. Smoky bacon, what are you saying just finally? You're not a fan? I know you're not a fan, Stewie.
Yeah, as I said earlier, if I'm going for a meaty crisp, it's got to be a Ridge.
Ridge, good shout. So now then, we've got to come up with our final four. It's going to go forward to the poll. We're at the money end of this podcast now, as Andy Warren scoops bits of like overly sugared ice into his gob.
We've talked about crisps for 28 minutes.
Well, I could easily go on for a bit. But how is the smoothie, whatever you're called, what are they called?
Slushy
going down?
Nearly done.
Nearly done. Mm. Are you feeling the buzz?
Yeah.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
I want four from each of us that's going through to your individual vote.
My four. Ready salted squares.
Yeah.
Lemon scampi knickknacks.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar chipsticks.
Yeah.
And I have to put skips forward, don't I? Because I've gone into bat. I don't really want to. I'm going to put forward red plain tortilla chips.
Have you made a note of those ones?
Got little circles next to
them. Stuart, what's your top four, your final four?
Pickled onion monster munch.
Yep.
Walker's prawn cocktail.
Yep.
Knickknacks nice and spicy.
Yeah.
And I'll go Thai sweet chilli sensations.
Excellent. I'm going to go scampi fries, definitely. Bacon wheat crunchies, with or without cheese.
Smoky, am I putting smoky bacon in? I don't know. Have you got Pringles in yours?
No.
I'm going to put Pringles in then. Cheese and chive Pringles. I'm going to go... Have you got Doritos in yours?
Tortilla chips.
Tortilla chips you've got. I'm going to go... Seabrook's Plain. There we go. Jobs are good in. Gentlemen, we've just been paid for the last half an hour to talk about crisps and their respective merits, and I'd have to say that you've done it with more animation than you do in pretty much every podcast we've ever done. I very much enjoyed sitting here talking about the merits of crisps with you. Have you enjoyed it too?
Very much so.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll end out of this. What kind of timescale should we put on this? Next week we get the final winner, which we can discuss in the next podcast.
Yeah, let's give it a Sunday night end to the poll.
Sunday night end to the final poll. Stewie's actually shaking from the sugar.
When are we going to put the timeline of the semi-final? Because we need to get the final going.
We could all do the polls. What, this afternoon, this evening?
Finish by tomorrow lunchtime.
Yeah.
We'll get the final going.
And we'll get the final going over the weekend, finishing on Sunday, and we'll come up with the ultimate crisp, officially according to the KOA listeners, if there's any left.
Just got a tweet from Martin.
Oh yeah, top lad.
Friend of the show. Don't know. Friend of you though, isn't he? Surely
he's a friend of the show.
We'd get him in one time. Surely one of Stu and Andy has to ask Paul Hurst what his favourite flavour crisps are.
There's a question for you, Stu.
Well, Mark Heath should insist.
We're dragging on here, but let me give you a little insight. One of the biggest things that I took away from the Paul Hurst interview, my first big sit down profile piece interview with Paul Hurst, was I came back here. So many interesting lines, but the one thing that got you all talking was Paul Hurst. What was it?
Doesn't like sandwiches.
Doesn't eat sandwiches.
That's mental.
So he was, as I was waiting for the interview to start, I think someone came in, secretary or someone, and said, oh, we're just sorting out the catering arrangements for match day. And he said, what do you want in the manager's office afterwards? And he said, oh, I don't mind, you sort it out, but no sandwiches, I don't like sandwiches. So,
Did he say something though? He doesn't like cold sandwiches. He'll eat a hot sandwich.
This then opened up, and I sort of, he obviously picked up on the fact that eyebrows were raised and I wasn't sure about this.
Yeah.
And then he sort of said, oh, I prefer hot food. I don't like cold things.
Do you reckon he likes slush?
I can't remember what he.
Taking him a slushy.
And then he says he's not bothered about cheese as well.
Oh, like come
any
on.
Kind of cheese. And
that's not. How can you trust anyone?
I'm with him on
you
that.
You don't like cheese?
I'm not bothered about cheese.
Oh.
Like, Paul didn't say he didn't like it, and I don't like it. But I'm not bothered about it.
Cheese is one of the best things ever invented. Don't you think? Obviously not.
No.
Right then, shall we wrap this up, gentlemen? So we'll put the polls out later on today. Get voting. We want some serious engagement. We want the champion crisp to be announced.
Paul Hurst would like cheese and onion crisps.
We've done our 1 minute of Ipswich Town, which means we can qualify this as Kings of Anglia Extra Time podcast, the first ever, maybe the last ever. Let us know what you think of it. Leave us a review. Let us know. And as I say, hopefully, we may even do a few more on other key topics. But gentlemen, it's been very good having you with me to talk about crisps. Andy Warren, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stuart Watson, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'm Mark Heath. I'll also say goodbye, and we'll talk to you again soon.